brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're into hour number two. I've gotten into the fact that Israel is now about 98% official that they're going to hit Iran. I haven't even gotten into the economic news. We've got a guest coming up in 30 minutes. Italy, too big to fail, too big to save. Why should you care? They're saying the U.S. is going to pay, just like last time, for half of this, because the U.S. is controlled by the same mega banks that run Europe. So that's all coming up. Got a bunch of political news. Yes, I'll give you my take on Herman Cain and another accuser and Gloria Allred and all this garbage. I'll get to some of that. But right now, let's go to George in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead, George.
Thank you for all your work that you do for all of us. I would like to bring up some news that you covered about 4 years ago in New Hampshire. There were a lot of people that said that their whole family voted for Ron Paul, but they recorded zero votes. I wonder if we might have some sort of registry someplace of people who want their vote counted and want to make sure it counts. There's only 10 counties in New Hampshire. It would seem like if we had a preemptive strike against the county election officials, you know, everything on deck, ready to go, can verify that people actually voted for him, that we might stave off their fixing in the ballot boxes.
Well, and here's the issue. It did come out that they cheated Ron Paul in New Hampshire. But Ron Paul, then, if he comes out and attacks that, it looks like he's a sore loser, A. Then, B, then during the election and other primaries, why should people vote for him if it's going to be fixed? Well, the answer is they have trouble fixing landslides, A. And, B, it reveals the corruption by going and voting. But, yeah, no, I mean, we've got a government that takes babies' blood at birth and then got caught lying about it for a DNA database. We've got a government that says they want to drug the entire population. We have a criminal, kleptocratic government, and Ron Paul undoubtedly, you know, what was it, four counties clearly won, and they cheated him. In fact, they didn't just cheat him. They drove his numbers way down before they didn't even match the poll numbers. And they are scared of Ron Paul. But again, by him running, this is what convinced Ron Paul to run last time and this time, and it may convince him to run third party if he doesn't win the nomination. And that's because he knows he wins by injecting real issues about the Federal Reserve, about the New World Order. So even if they steal elections, we know it's not the puppet politicians they put in that are running things, it's the banksters. And once that part of the equation is understood by the general public, which is starting to happen, it's game over. The New World Order must hide itself. It can't operate in the open. Go ahead.
Would you consider sponsoring a registry of people that would attest that they had voted for him to supply documentation for somebody that might want to take this into legal matters? And that would not be on Ron Paul's shoulder that way?
Yeah, here's the issue. Ron Paul will probably raise $40 million this election cycle or something close to it. And Ron Paul would tell you, legal challenges, people on the ground, how do you – I mean, we're a group operating on a fraction of that, and I can barely, you know, get basic stuff, you know, completed because we've got a lot of irons in the fire. But, yes, people, citizens need to be watching. The Paul campaign does need to deploy in New Hampshire more poll watchers doing exit polls, especially in those counties that cheated him last time. That's absolutely essential, yes.
All right, thank you.
I mean, do you have any ideas? I mean, what should we do?
I think if there was a registry that was promoted where people could put their vote down, there's only 10 counties, and, you know, we could, if you had a support page for that, where people wanted to donate to that cause, I think you'd get a terrific amount of support to help.
Yeah, I just don't know if computer-wise I could even get that done. I mean, that's really where I'm at. But people should send me info on it and try to create a logistical idea. That's a great idea. We've got to start catching these fraudsters at some point. They kill us with all the bureaucracy. We'll be right back.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks, we are now into hour number two, continuing with your calls. The last caller I talked to raised the point that we need in New Hampshire to have poll watchers, because last time in at least 4 of the 10 counties, Ron Paul overwhelmingly won, according to the exit polls, but then overwhelmingly lost, and there was a lot of reports of fraud. So the caller was saying, why not create a database where people opt into it and register on record that they did this so we can show the fraud this time? Then some people say, well, you're showing a mixed message. If there's election fraud, why then should we be involved in elections? To show there's fraud? To have our issues injected into the debate? I mean, that's the main reason. We can't just give up. We have to keep engaging. There's not fraud in every county, but there is in more than about 40% of the nation. That's why government doesn't care. That's why they're so arrogant. I was watching PSYOP films that were classified in the 60s but released in the last decade, and it was all about when a U.S.-backed nation occupies and has martial law, they need to be respectful and get the people on their side and actually try to help them, or they'll lose. But see, they don't care anymore. They want you to know you're a piece of garbage. They want to demoralize you. They know Congress has a 9% approval rating. And so they're like, okay, you know, you No, we're crooks. You're right. We are. You're not going to beat us. We're taking your tax money and arming to the teeth against you and surveilling. And we're going to stage events and blame it on foreign enemies. You got that? That's what they're doing. And if you want America to turn around, you got to wake up to that. I mean, earlier, it tears my guts out all over the country. They go to mainly old folks' houses who've got, you know, 3-4-inch grass and give them giant fines. And I just think about how all these crooks in government can steal trillions of dollars, ship cocaine into the country, weapons out of the country, opium into the country, all publicly, every crime under the sun you can imagine. But then it's all about lecturing the general public how we're criminals and how we can't trust anybody but Big Brother and Big Sis and telescreens everywhere. And coming up, I guess, on Wednesday, at the start of the third hour, 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central. They're going to do an EAS alert takeover drill. So I guess on our AM and FM stations, doesn't matter. They're not going to just do some drill for the test of the takeover. They're going to take over and have some announcement for you. Again, they've always had these with the station, getting the tone and going over to it themselves. You're not trusted. See, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, Americans could be trusted by the loving military-industrial complex. Two, when you got the EAS system and it told you to broadcast it over air, it would give you a warning a few minutes before, sometimes an hour before, several warnings leading up to it, and then you would dial over at that time, and the feds would practice the takeover of your station. But now they're saying, we're removing you, good little slave. We've just done all this dog training to make sure that when we tell you, you do the test, and our computer registers that. Now we don't need you, little man. And they're announcing publicly what they told broadcaster associations 16 years ago. Oh, I talked to folks in the Texas Association of Broadcasters. I talked to station owners. I talked to engineers. I talked to an engineer who was the head of the Engineer Society here in the state. And they were told in meetings, because it's for America, you understand, that what do you think about, because the government wants to do this, we're going to break in every day with announcements, just public service announcements. We'll have allotted blocks where you don't have to play those anymore. We'll play them for you, and we'll do some live programming, and then sometimes we'll just take over. That'll be part of your license. But see, they weren't ready yet. They hadn't staged 9/11 yet. And see, now, notice it never goes away. The new restrictions always only get worse. It never goes away. Always more, 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 more. And it's all about you and your family being good little slaves. Let's go ahead and take a phone call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Washington. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Welcome.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, I was wondering, what's the relationship between Fidelity Investments and the Federal Reserve? I've got some other questions as well.
When we talk about the six big mega banks, they all then have major investments. They're the shareholders of the Federal Reserve. But they've got other business deals and agreements with other combines that are heavily owned by insurance companies themselves owned by the Federal Reserve shareholders. So it's all interlocking directorates, and Fidelity is heavily involved from my research and other researchers we've had on in the Federal Reserve.
Right. So in a sense, the Occupy Wall Street people should be investigating who they should be occupying and just walk right down to Fidelity Investments on 6th and Pine in downtown Seattle, Washington, and show them what's up. Because ultimately, that's the head of the snake, I would assume. You know, if Fidelity Investments gets occupied, then eventually people start taking these occupiers seriously. Because right now, the Occupy Seattle people are in the bar district. They've been taken out of the financial market area without actually having any success. That's basically my point. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up right now, but we talked about this last year. We talked about it earlier this year. We talked about it just a few months ago, saying that the different embassies are moving out of dollars and stockpiling a spectrum of currencies. But now they've got this movement to pull your money out. And they reported that millions of dollars total in Austin last week alone, the paper reported, got pulled out of one of the big mega banks, $400,000. And November 5th was the first day. But now they've got one coming up later in the month to pull your money out of the big mega bank. And strangely enough, they've actually picked the right banks. Bank of America, Goldman Sachs. I know it's an investment bank, but it has some places where people have got money. They're pulling their investments out of that. J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citibank. But later in the month, I think I forget the date. Normally I'd know it, but camping out with the kids, I didn't get much sleep either night. One of them was sick one night, another had a toothache the next night. So I didn't get any sleep Friday. Didn't get any sleep Saturday. Didn't get any sleep Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. I got 10 hours last night. And I don't feel bad. It's just my memory isn't there. I'm like reaching for info, and it's like, not there, not there. But, and I guess there's no rest for the wicked, as they say, because I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM tonight with George Norrie for 3 hours. So, all right, let's go back to your phone calls here. Very interesting point by that caller. I'm glad he called in. Yeah, again, it's not that I'm against the Occupy Wall Street people. There are a lot of good people involved in it. It's that the people that get the media attention from the demonstrators are calling for higher taxes on the middle class. And that is not going to get the economy going. Let's go ahead. I'm even wary of a financial tax on stock market transactions or financial institutions, because you know by the time they actually pass it, it's going to be on the general public. You know that, I mean, that's how this always ends. I mean, I was told by really smart people 16 years ago, because I had a guy on the air promoting the fair tax, the 25% flat, no other federal taxes. And I had a lot of people contact me and say, Alex, the plan has always been, and they showed me evidence, to get everybody sick of the income tax and then bring in a national sales tax and a VAT and just keep the income tax. And now that's what Herman Cain's saying do. And so I've just learned all their tricks. I've learned, you know, they say they're going to give you one thing, they give you another. And the only reason we're even reaching so many people is because of you. I just want to thank all of you. When I'm not on air, I think about how thankful I am to all. I saw an article out of Iowa about the big speeches that were given this weekend at a candidate forum. Rick Perry, Ron Paul were there. And it said the first woman to get in the door at 6 o'clock, an hour before it kicked off, was reading her Bible. It said she was a young lady reading her Bible, and she had on Infowars.com, black bracelet around her arm, around her wrist. And that, in fact, I think I even tried to send that article to Jaron. I don't know. I'm sure he put it in my stack. I don't see it, though. Maybe I didn't send it. It doesn't matter anymore. The point is that she said, I just wanted to see Ron Paul for myself, and I appreciate him because he's been steadfast and has never wavered in his positions, and I just wanted to see him in person. And she said some other nice things, but the fact is that she's out there and she cares about this country. And I'm going to be honest, I don't feel worthy to be so prominent and to have so many of you looking up to me and so many children that send me postcards and that tell me thank you for what I do. And children that send me little drawings and kids that send me a book and ask me to sign it. It just touches my heart, and then I get so angry at myself. In fact, I'm going to apologize on air, and I've probably done this 5-6 times over the years, but I've got to stop it, and I've got to learn more self-control. I'd only been broadcasting for about 10 hours when it happened, and I wasn't even really broadcasting. It was Internet, so it wasn't an issue for AM and FM stations, because if it was, they would have delayed it. You know, the network's sitting there by the button the whole time anyways. But when I learned that Jesse Ventura had had his case thrown out, I called Janet Napolitano a sack of you-know-what, because he'd called me while Alfred Adask was talking, and I took the call and Alfred run for a while and told me what had happened to him. He was very upset, and I just thought of Janet Napolitano, the thugs, the end of the Fourth Amendment, the domestic checkpoints, And I just didn't have words to describe, and I was mad, and I went on air and used the S-H-I-T word. Not that it's that big a deal for adults, but I know even at 11 o'clock at night, children were probably listening. You know, I know. For some reason, my son was still up when that happened and heard it. And it's just not good. I know I've got a big responsibility, and I'm going to step up to the plate. Pray for me. I'm weak, and I get angry.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I get frustrated. I get disgusted. When I get angry up here, it's failure. It's anger. It's disgust. I mean, I know this is tyranny. I've read all the globalist documents. I know they're poisoning us. Every time I see some kid dying of cancer, I get mad. I know the numbers are off the chart. I take it personal. I don't like it. I don't like the fact I can't go anywhere and not be around government bureaucrats and cops in my business. I'm tired of it. And then they legalize the illegal aliens and allow felons who are aggravated, felons to be released. I'm tired of it. I've had enough of it. I want my freedom back. I want it right now. And I know there's so many competent, smart, intelligent men out there. I run into them all the time who are smarter than I am, stronger than I am, better spoken than I am, and they're all good at working in the system and kissing the system's rump to climb the ladder. And, folks, that's what's destroying our country, is the slickness with which they package all these lies. And how many good people they've got working for the corrupt system, rationalizing what you're doing. Our society is going down. Janice in Texas, then Otter, Den, and others. D and others. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Sorry, my blood's boiling. I've really kind of worked up today. I'm calling to tell you about this criminal who's running wild in government and has been for a really long time. But first, I wanted to just comment on what you were saying about FEMA. My mom is part of the FEMA relocation program, and they ordered her off her land, plowed down the house. You can't even take the refrigerator. Boom, gone. No fair market value. Just here's the what we think you know, should get, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's the other point. People always say, we've always had adverse possession. If it was passed by the county or the state by law, and then you had to pay whatever they wanted. Now, they've sent our family letters saying, we may take your property, and we'll take it for whatever we think it's worth, and it's come out, they'll pay about 10% of what it's worth. Sorry, go ahead.
It's everything you say is true. So if anybody thinks you're kidding, FEMA does not kid around.
Notice when it's property taxes, it's always way. Here's an example. I have family bought a house 16 years ago in Austin for $140,000 with a couple acres on it in Austin. Now, they now tell them the house is worth a couple million because of the land, even though it's not zoned where they could use it properly. They don't want to sell it, and the property taxes every year are more on what they pay every month. And by the way, the house is almost paid off because you don't really own your land anymore. It's feudal rent. We didn't have property taxes till 55 years ago. I mean, it's there's never an end. I'm sorry, ma'am. Tell us the story. I'm going to try to shut up.
Okay. So I just bear with me because I've got three examples. One is in Jesse. I just reviewed Jesse Ventura's episode of the Plum Island facility and the moving it to Kansas. Anyway, this person in the government that I'm talking about is the head of the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius. First, you can find it on C-SPAN. I mean, if you like look on C-SPAN, you'd probably find a million more things than I found. But after the passage of Obamacare, she's giving a speech with her buddies from the FDA, and she openly brags. She says, I have been lobbying FEMA since the Clinton administration to get on board with my agenda, and they kept throwing up their hands at me going, look, lady, we only do floods. And I kept on, and I kept on, and now they are on board with me, and I have boots on the ground. So she is, like, openly bragging that she's
going to FEMA. No. I have an article today where they admit they're getting ready for nationwide forced inoculations. It's now in the regulations, which aren't based in law. I'm telling you, folks, they just announced they're going to start injecting kids without parental consent in California. The government's criminal. We're all in danger, people.
And then at an appropriations committee that you can also meeting that you can also find on C-SPAN, she is asking Tom Harkin. She even freaks out the really evil people. I mean, she's so evil. She was asking for money to build threat fusion centers that are health threat fusion centers all over America that make vaccines on the spot, snatch and grab if we think you're sick, put you in them and shoot you up with whatever we
need. I know.
And
you know what? Here's the problem. I saw that a year ago. Never even got to it on air. I mentioned it. It's the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Do me a favor. Send, because you can usually search the date and the name now. Everything's searchable on C-SPAN video. It's incredible. Give me the date and the time of that, and I'll get one of the Watsons or somebody to do a report on it, because people need to know. These threat fusion centers, they've said, They admit TSA, all of this, is about getting you trained to have them put their hands on you. That's why they have federal grants for blood draws. That's getting cops ready for forced inoculation. They're just getting them trained to do medical stuff on DWI. My guest is coming up, and I'm going to go back to you after we talk to him. Some of you can hold on, Janice, because you know what you're talking about. But send it to showtips@Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing for a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, listen, Janice, Frank, Tim, Matt, Otter. In fact, it'll be Otter, Janice, then Otter, and then Tim and others that have been holding the longest. We're going to get to you. Open phones during the next hour. If our guest wants to stay with us a little bit then and take calls, he's certainly welcome. You know, I do a lot of radio interviews, but less than I used to because I do the nightly news now, and I'm doing Coast to Coast AM tonight. Love doing that, but I'll be up all night. So I don't do as many as I used to, but I've enjoyed going on Dan Kofall's show a couple times up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 1190 AM. He's during prime time up there covering the economy every day when the stock market closes 4 to 6 p.m. The WallStreetShuffle.com is his website. And I was thinking about getting him on as just a guest to give his perspective on Ron Paul and stuff a few weeks ago. And then I happened to look at his bio, and he's on the committee foreign relations for Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is like a spinoff subgroup of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I know he's developed a bunch of different data and intelligence systems that are actually used by the government. So I thought, get this guy on, because he's a Ron Paul supporter, at least from what I've heard on the show. He's critical of what the Federal Reserve's doing, and he seems extremely informed. And then I was reading his bio, and see, I'm not stupid. I know that the CFR now is up to about 4,000 members. And then in key cities like Dallas, Chicago, Illinois, New York, they will have these committees on the Council of Foreign Relations that are kind of like the in baseball. They have the teams that are under them, you know, the farming teams that basically try to keep an eye on movers and shakers in the regional area. And so I guess that's what's happening here. You know, some people say, Angelina Jolie, she must be evil, she must be bad. That remains to be seen, joining the Council on Foreign Relations. Is she doing it to try to learn about the global elite? Is she doing it so she can try to get leverage and help people? I don't know. I don't know. I happen to know Brad Pitt has shown a major interest in fighting the New World Order privately, spoken out against it privately with some people I know, and doesn't like it, he says. But who knows? You know, the point is that not everyone in the CFR is evil and corrupt. Now, if you're in the Trilateral Commission, you're a world government globalist. The CFR leadership is made up of Bilderberg, Skull and Bones, Trilateral Commission people. The CFR is the U.S. version of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, or what the British Empire called roundtable groups, where they would pull out of a country that they publicly dominated, but still have their financial interests there working through kind of the good old boys club. And anybody who's been in business knows it's good to get into clubs for your business that are powerful because of the opportunities. That's what most of, quote, business is these days, now more than ever. So I'm not getting off into a big distraction with Dan. It's just that I thought that was interesting. I thought I'd get his perspective on being part of the committee on foreign relations, which is a regional subgroup of the Council on Foreign Relations, before we get into all the amazing things he's done, because he's certainly a smart guy, and I want to get his perspective on what's happening in Europe, what's happening with the Federal Reserve, where he sees this country going. You know, talking to really millions of people every day. It's one of the top stations there in Dallas, 1190 AM. It's known as CNN Radio up there. Good to have you with us, Dan.
Like I say, it's great to be on the show, brother. I certainly enjoyed seeing you in Dallas. That was a terrific organization, terrific group you put together.
Well, it was great seeing you. What's your view of protesting the Federal Reserve instead of just protesting, quote, the free market system? And what did you think of the Federal Reserve coming out and endorsing Occupy Wall Street?
Well, let me tell you something. The one thing you did that was so much fun was when you panned over to a picture at the Federal Reserve, said, this is private property. I thought that was one of the funniest, coolest things you could have possibly done. I'm no fan of the Federal Reserve, and I think protesting the Federal Reserve is legitimate. I think these folks that are in the street now protest Wall Street and occupy this and occupy that. They don't. They're idiots. They have absolutely no idea from where they come. Their position is interesting, but they're not being led by anybody. They're being pushed from people from behind, and I think there's plenty of reason to take the positions you do and I do, which is to object to a lot of the things the Federal Reserve does. The Treasury could do everything the Federal Reserve does if they wanted to. That could happen in a minute. So to answer your question, the protesters, I think the protesters are idiots. They have no idea what they're protesting about. If they ever did get a clue, they might actually be able to make a little bit of progress against the Federal Reserve.
Well, why do you think we've seen so many high-powered globalist top CFR people, Bernanke, Obama, Hillary, Pelosi, the list is legion, come out and endorse Occupy Wall Street? Because clearly the group that's getting the attention out of Occupy are folks saying, redistribute wealth, give me something free. They're not addressing the banker bailouts, crony capitalism. They're saying capitalism, period, is bad, and a lot of them are being very supportive of Mao Zedong and things like that. And I've also noticed we got criticized because I talked to folks in Dallas that listened to you, and they said the same thing happened there for saying the Democrats were behind this. Now they admit Acorn. Now they admit George Soros from day one was there trying to control Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, you bet. And and it's the reformulated acorn that is following these folks and helping promote them. Same thing, and you know, let's get right to the bottom of the barrel. You've got socialists, you've got communists, you've got the labor unions, and you've got the revised acorn. And the funny thing is, Alex, if this was a real movement, there would be people out in front leading. There was nobody leading. There was no message. There's no coherent. There wasn't one person saying, "Come follow me, boys. I've got the right answer." It was people from behind pushing these dolts into the street. And that's the surest sign of Tea Party. There were people that walked right in front of the Tea Party and said, "Follow me. I want to reduce government. I want to reduce taxes." It was clear what they were doing. These people are being pushed. And you asked me a minute ago what I think the reason is. I think the folks that are endorsing these Occupy Wall Street folks, they want insurrection. They want Americans fighting Americans. They want unrest in the street. They want Americans to stand up and say, "Please, big government, control this. Give me more control. Come in and take more control of the country and exercise your power." There's just too much unrest, too much Americans fighting Americans. The only thing that's going to let Americans let Americans say it's okay to come in and provide more, what do I say, more military control, more police control, more of a police state, is if Americans ask for it. If you force it on them, they're going to fight it. If they ask for it, they'll take it.
And if we've got a bunch of people whose welfare checks still come in the mail, but or their card still works, it just won't buy what it would before because of currency devaluation and inflation. If they start rioting all over the country and basically have the president endorsing it, that is pure class warfare, and that is a form of false flag staged event.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. I've been listening to your show for a long time. We've been on the air almost 5 years, and we've had to couch our remarks. We never said to expect rioting in the streets. We said that the U.S. is wargaming urban conflict. We've said that, you know, once people don't get their welfare checks or their food stamps or their transfer payments or whatever, people will go out into the street to protest. What we've really been trying to say without using the words is that you are going to see insurrection in the streets, and you're seeing it now. And I think the left demands that and has to have that to add to their legitimacy. If things are not tumultuous and America's not fighting America, then how do you declare martial law?
Exactly. Instead of identifying the big mega banks that have gotten tens of trillions of dollars, MSNBC that got part of the bailout money, my tax money, your tax money, we have higher taxes in this country, if you add them all together, than we've ever had. And it's killing the country, and these poor fools don't know why they can't get a job when they get out of college. A, it's a bubble. It costs too much. B, they didn't take the right course load. And then, of course, C, globalism and having regulations here that shut down our industry and tax incentives to move offshore, that's why they're not getting a job. What's your take on that?
You couldn't be more right. I have the pleasure of sitting on an advisory board at the University of North Texas, and these guys get it up here. They get the fact that education has – the reason you're having such increases in education costs is because you got the federal government involved. You've got subsidies. You've got – it's the next huge bubble to hit because – the reason that you had the problem in real estate, because the government was forcing people, forcing banks to make loans they didn't want to make to people that didn't deserve them. Now you've got students that say, "Oh, I can borrow $100,000, I can borrow $50,000, I can borrow $200,000." They owe the money back. They can't get rid of it in bankruptcy. And so you're seeing the next bubble that's forming right now, and that's what's driving the cost of education. And make matters worse, universities, not good universities, but universities have had to create titles and curriculum and something in order to justify bringing these kids on board and running all these kids through a program that offers them no future. So I think you're right on the money, and I think that education is the next bubble that's about to that will burst, especially now that you've got Obama saying we don't really have to pay it all back. You know, just pay us for 20 years, and at the end of 20 years, if you haven't paid us back, well, that's okay, we'll write it off. Well, you can't write that stuff off. It's owed to the people, it's to the citizens of America, or to the banks that made the loan.
And by the way, every time we talk about this, people mischaracterize what we're saying. Oh, you're against education. No, if it's the right degree for the right specialty area and you really want to go get that degree and you have what it takes to be an engineer or to be a rocket scientist or to be a doctor or to be a dentist or to be a physicist or whatever the case is, then you're going to do well. You need that degree. But just all these millions of people that have got degrees in English or French or whatever, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just you're going to pay $150,000 for an English degree so you can go get $35,000 a year as an English teacher?
Well, you know, Alex, it's that, and it's even worse. Some of these, what used to be considered trade schools, people are paying huge education dollars to be qualified for a job that they could have been qualified for anyway just by joining the company. You're paying $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to learn a trade, and you're not relating that value to what you're going to earn back. And you're not learning, you're not relating to that you could have gotten the job anyway and learned on the job. So lots of these trade school-ish universities, these private education companies, are really, really going to be to start to suffer here pretty soon.
And by the way, nobody tells these college kids what job is really going to get them a job when they get out of college. I mean, people all know that, you know, there was a lack of nurses, so you know, that's been an area that needed to be filled, but soon that'll be a bubble. But no one tells them, all these guys that have electrical engineering degrees, they've been replaced with folks in India, China, you name it. But people that went to just normal computer programming school, yep, if they had skills, if they're hardworking, they're the people now making $100,000, $200,000 a year on a trade school degree, because all the corporations care and all the government cares and businesses care is that you get the job done.
Yep, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And you're seeing $1 trillion worth of student loan debt floating around out there. That may not be the $6 or $7 or $8 trillion worth of mortgages that were out in the marketplace insured by the federal government, but that's still a big number.
Now I want to get into Ron Paul with you. I mean, obviously, I'm happy to see Herman Cain criticized for issues, yep, like wanting to bring in a whole new taxing system on top of the income tax. But this Gloria Allred thing, all these attacks on him, it does stink of a Democratic Party operation. I mean, look at Bill Clinton, who paid women off who alleged that he raped them. And the feminists all thought that was great. But now this Herman Cain thing more and more does look like some type of high-tech lynching. And I want Ron Paul to climb over him, but not so much if it's over his political, you know, dead body. What's your view on that?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily a Herman Cain, either a supporter or a detractor, but I do think this is a manufactured situation. And nobody, no better proof of this than Gloria Allred showing up with this third or fourth or however many unnamed women so far. And you know, I have to say, Alex, and this may not be the most politically correct thing to say, but this is 20 years ago. And in the very idea that somebody could be offended by a hand gesture or by a simple word or something like that, I, you know, guys have been putting up with this for a long darn time. Somebody needs to just say, we need to quit being a nation full of wimps. If somebody offends you, tell them they offend you and turn around and walk away. If somebody affects your career, that's an entirely different situation. Nobody here is accusing Herman Cain of affecting anybody's career or lording over them or doing anything sexually inappropriate. It's gestures and innuendos. And it was 20 years ago. They need to get over this.
Well, right, they away. Should have gone public earlier. You know, my issue is, if somebody says, have sex with me or I'm not going to give you this promotion, that's trying to force them basically into prostitution.
Yep.
And that, you know, that is criminal. That's extortion. But this whole thing of women dressing like sexual creatures, and then somebody makes a comment or they distort the comment and they leap on it like, oh, they've got some little special goody to use leverage over you now. I want to tell women something. All this is done in a lot of businesses and operations is cause people to not hire attractive women.
Well, and that's right. And also hire part-time people so you're not exposed to that. And I know this is an incredibly politically insensitive conversation we're having, but, you know, you want to say enough is enough. If there are real damages, then sue. Sue and be compensated. That's what our legal system is for, because your sensibilities were slightly offended, because you're going to all of a sudden translate that into being a hostile workplace because some one person makes an inappropriate comment. Go have a discussion with human resources, have the issue, make the issue go away, get an apology, and move on. Somebody does it again, then litigate if you want to, but we need to quit being looking for the next attorney to handle our $1 million case because somebody offended
us. Well, look, billboards in America. All I see now is government billboards bossing us around like 1984 and lawyer billboards. And I'm not saying there is a need for a lawyer sometime, but come on. America now is known for lawyer billboards everywhere for this or that, and that's another reason our society is collapsing.
No doubt about it. I mean, we are, honest to goodness, we used to resolve our issues face-to-face and move on with it. Now we look at every potential event in our life as, can I sue? Oh, I got hit from behind in my car. Is my can I sue for my neck or my back? Oh, somebody said a bad word in the office. Can I sue for a hostile work environment? Good heavens. It's beyond ridiculous. And I got to tell you, we always used to joke about it being 1984, Alex. If it doesn't feel like 1984 each and every day, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Every day, it gets worse and worse and worse. Every day.
You know, I ought to make a bumper sticker. Does it feel like 1984 yet? Or is 1984 over yet?
Well, hey, I'll give you a really good example. I'm a little bit off of our topic for a minute, but I think you'll enjoy this. My business partner is a huge soccer fan. He was traveling from the Northwest into Canada for a professional soccer event. He took the train. And, you know, as you're leaving the country, you get searched and normal stuff. You're in Canada, you get searched. Here's where, I don't know if you've heard this or not, Alex, this is right up your alley. When my partner was coming back into the country, they were on the train. The train was about 30 miles outside of the United States border. And they had what my partner thought would have been border patrol guards, ICE agents, whatever. They were dressed in black, pants tucked into their boots. They completely said, stay in your seats. You have to turn off every device that you've got. You've got to face forward, have your passport out, hold your passport up. You cannot leave your seat. You cannot travel from car to car. You cannot use the restroom. They locked the restrooms, locked the doors going from car to car. And they would go, the three of them would walk up and down the aisle. I said, if need be, we'll bring in dogs, we'll bring in this. They were armed, and you couldn't take any pictures. You couldn't record the event. Now, my partner is one of the most mild men in the entire world, and he was so offended. He grew up as an army brat in Germany. And when this happened, he said it so reminded him of having to travel through East Germany. This is where our country is beginning is coming to.
Oh, they now have Viper teams, TSA, all over the country doing this. And they actually board your car, board your bus in Tennessee, you name it. And literally the groping starts right there. It's like, get your daughter out. We're going to have fun right now.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards.
Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Okay, I want to go back to our guest. And he's talking about his business partner in their company, who is a Council on Foreign Relations member. So this is the establishment guys that the system sees as important enough to be part of this organization. And he's coming back into the U.S. And again, just like East Germany, they come on, they say, look forward, get your passports out. Anybody gives us trouble, we'll take you off and lose you for a couple hours. We'll basically note something on your passport. And the only thing they didn't do, like East Germany, was, I guess, close the lampshades. But if you type into Google Viper teams at bus stations or Viper highway checkpoint, this is what it is now. And it's all about training you. And earlier, Jaron found articles where they're now going in people's houses without warrants, police departments. So this is the process of fully destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And you can fast forward to about a minute five into that video, and you'll see TSA agents commanding the whole thing, which is also a federal takeover of local police. We're going to go into the next hour with our guest, but we'll also open the phones up for all you that are patiently holding. I want to get to you, so thank you for joining us. Going back to Dan Kofall. Dan, finish your story. Start from the beginning. He's going up to watch his favorite sports team.
Yep.
He's coming back. He left the country. He's come back in. And now they come on and they talk to you like you're a prisoner. Please continue.
Yeah, they, in fact, my partner's one of the most mild-mannered people you'd ever want to know. He's just a sports fan coming back from Canada. And they boarded the train, either that or they were on the train. I believe they boarded the train about 30 miles to the north of the U.S. border. They got on board, locked all the train car doors, said you must stay in your seat. You cannot. They locked all the bathroom doors. You can't travel from car to car. You can't get up out of your seat. All electronic equipment must be turned off. No pictures, no recordings. You can't prove that these events happen. Have your passport out. Sit down, face straight forward. Hold your passport up to us as we come by. And like I said, my partner was an army brat. He grew up in Europe, right on in the Fulda Gap in Germany, and he had to travel across, for example, East Germany. He said it reminded him so much of that. The only thing that was different was that they didn't make you pull your window shades down. He said there's a guy sitting in front, and then three guys board the train. Dark blue outfits, pants tucked into their boots, very intimidating. I mean, it's obviously you and your audience know that you do that for a reason. You're sending a message to people. Three guys get on board. They say, if we need to, we'll bring on the canines with us. We want to, verify who you are. Nobody leave their seat. And they proceeded to check everybody's ID. The guy sitting right in front of my partner had his passport upside down by mistake. And they made an example out of him. They said, sir, fix this. We can remove you from the train. Anybody that wants to cause us a problem, we'll take him off the train, detain him for questioning. This is just routine. And my partner was absolutely aghast at that, because all this is really doing is desensitizing Americans to being treated like this. And it has nothing to do with security per se. It has to do with the intimidation.
No, that's a Viper guy. And again, they tell them, intimidate people on purpose, be rude on purpose,
yep,
break their will. Meanwhile, the government's on record in the Sinaloa drug cartel Fast and Furious hearings. That's where all this came from. The media just chose the gun running part, where they're allowed to ship cocaine in. Eight federal agencies are ordered to go along with it. And then they ship guns out. This is a criminal government. Now I'm going to briefly get into the CFR. We're about to go to break and come back, but I just noticed you're part of the community.
The Committee on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, which is always, I guess, briefly tell us what that is, then we'll come back.
Yeah, this is something I was invited to join. I didn't seek it out. I have some very good friends that participate, and very conservative friends, and folks that have served their country honorably and longstanding. So I joined because my friends had invited me into this. I don't know if there's a particular plot to bring somebody as conservative as me in to try to coerce me or not. I don't think that's the case, although I have to look at it and see everybody in this group is an incredibly, incredibly liberal person.
Hold on. Stay there. I'm sorry to interrupt you. The Daily Caller is reporting. It's up at drudgereport.com. Correcting the Fairy Trail, a SEALs account of how Osama bin Laden really died. They're saying the official story is a total lie. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.